But you know, it's having a Bible is like going to a gunfighter. A gunfighter without his Bible is in trouble.
That's right.
But I want you to reach, grab a hold of the person on the right hand side of you and say, today you will receive your miracle.
Today you will receive your miracle.
And grab a hold of the person on the other side of you. If there's no one there, get a double blessing. Grab a hold of yourself. Say, today I will receive my miracle. Now, it's very important. Now, listen to what I'm saying. It's important because you will have what you say. See, Jesus can't do anything unless we open the door. You can't be born again unless you ask Jesus in.
Yes.
Everything. That's what prayer is all about. I asked the Lord when he appeared to me, I said, Lord, why do we have to pray? If you know every hair on our head, what's the purpose of praying?
Yeah.
And praying is submitting your will to Jesus so he can enter in and do whatever he's going to do.
That's right.
See, some people say, well, if God wanted it, this will happen. That doesn't work that way.
That's right.
You see, we're led by the Spirit of God. God's not led by us. Are you listening?
That's
right, man. See, you know, people just think, you know, they get in this soup, it's like a little rabbit's foot or something. But then the Lord said, the reason why we have to pray is because you're glorifying Jesus.
Yeah.
See, in the Old Testament, when the Jews were... I got in trouble one day calling them Jews. So children of Israel, what are they called? Either way...
The Jewish people.
Yeah. They, you know, some people are very technical. But, for 40 years, they were fed... supernaturally. They were clothed. The Lord was a fire by in the evening to lead them, and a shade in the daytime.
Yes.
But when it came time to inherit the promised land, they wouldn't do it. They had that mentality that I'm entitled. They didn't appreciate Jesus. And the Lord told me, he said that, you know, the Lord's a happy and everything's loving, but that upset him because they didn't trust him. And the only one that went in was Caleb and Joshua. But what I'm sharing with you at that time, and then the next generation went in, but the Lord said the just shall live by faith.
Yes.
There was trusting God, because Hebrews 11:6 says, but without trusting God, you can't please him. Isn't that simple?
Yes.
And I'll make it simple. If you didn't trust me, you wouldn't please me. Isn't that true? And if I didn't trust you, you wouldn't be pleased. If you said I'm gonna, give you a lawnmower or something, and I didn't believe you were, you wouldn't feel good about it. And if you were giving Christmas presents to your children, and they kept saying, I don't believe you're ever going to give it to me, it wouldn't please you, would it? But if they said, thank you, I can't wait, then you get excited, isn't it? So when the Bible says, but without faith it's impossible to please God, first you have to believe he is God Almighty, and he's a rewarder of those who seek him. And that's what he wants us, is to seek him.
Yes.
Are you listening?
Yes.
That's the whole idea of prayer, is whenever you need something, Father, in the name of Jesus, you're coming before him declaring to all of creation,
yes,
that Jesus Christ is your source. And he's your rewarder when you come to seek him. That's all of creation has to see that. See, God has to be glorified in all he does. And the Lord said, if people didn't pray and they would just things just happen, then all false religions would come. See, even now, I've prayed for people that had things that were incurable, and after they go back to the doctor, well, it's a spontaneous remission, and it's this, so they're taking the glory.
Yeah.
And when that happens, then the people, it becomes an idol. And that's why we pray. So it's important, because Jesus Christ wants your obedience, but he wants you to know that he is your source. Are you listening? If you don't pray, nothing will happen. And people say, well, why won't it? Because you're not giving him the glory. And like I said, if he doesn't get the glory, someone else will. You've seen Brother So-and-so get my holy water. And it's only $500. And if you buy it today, I'll give you a second bottle of holy water. Well, it's a bunch of nonsense because everything Jesus has been provided as long as you ask.
Amen.
See, and that's why the Bible says wherever you go, your soles or your feet, you'll possess the land. Isn't that good news? But God has to get the glory. If he doesn't get the glory, it will not happen. Isn't that good news?
Right.
He will not share his glory with someone else. So whatever your need is, you always have to acknowledge him and to praise him. And when you praise the Lord Jesus Christ, all of heaven is at your foot, right there at your door. Because in heaven, that's all they do is praise Jesus for all of eternity. So when you're in agreement with heaven on this earth, by praising the Lord, the presence of the Lord, his angels are there, and that's when the miraculous happens in your life. See, we walk around like, well, maybe it's like the lottery. Maybe today will be the day. That's how we do it. Well, maybe God may answer my prayer today. It won't happen. Because you have to be 100% assured that it is going to happen.
Amen.
Otherwise, he's coming against your will. Are you listening? I've had miraculous healings in my body. I know how he works, and I've seen him through all these years do things. I've seen him stop the weather. I've seen him do all kinds of things. I've seen animals that the Lord has did miracles on. You know, it's just, I've had dead insects come to life. You know, my pet insects, you know. I've had my cat was raised from the dead 3 times. I know how he works. Thank you, Jesus. And everything you do, you thank him in advance. Are you listening? It's not some, oh, well, you got to have faith and bless God. No, it's thanking him is acknowledging him. That's what he wants. See, if you don't, a false religion comes out. That's why they worship the golden calf in the Bible. That's why even today they're worshiping something that's not Jesus in many churches. Are you listening? And that's why there is no move of God. But when people are thanking him in advance and worshiping him, they're acknowledging him.
Yes.
And that's when he rewards you. Are you listening? He's not going to reward you if you're not acknowledging him, because you'll end up drifting to some other place. So whatever you do in life, you have to acknowledge him.
Yes.
And whatever it is. I thank him on everything. I thank him when I wake up. Thank you, Jesus!
Yes.
I thank him when I go to bed. I thank him everything I do, even a drink of water. I've learned to acknowledge everything so that I'm walking with him. You need to walk with Jesus. You know, Jesus isn't a part-time friend. He lives inside of you. That's like having, you know, I've gone and ministered to people and I'll win their neighbor over to the Lord. And I'm thinking, good grief, you've lived there 20 some odd years and you've never talked to your neighbor about the Lord. How about us? We live all these years with Jesus in our heart and we don't even talk to him. And when you have a need, we don't even go to him. Well, I can do it myself. See, you're not acknowledging him. And that's Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Mm-hmm. I never lean on my own understanding because the Lord knows it better than I do.
Yes.
Even if it's something simple, mm-hmm. like filling a bucket of water. Thank you, Jesus! Yeah. I acknowledge him. I don't lean on my own understanding. I'm always thanking him. I'm being led by him. And all it tells you then to acknowledge him.
Yes.
He's getting the glory. And when God's getting the glory, all of heaven is behind you. Are you listening? Some people say, well, I don't want to bother God. He's busy. Well, that means you don't believe he is God. He doesn't slumber or sleep. I mean, you know, the Lord told me, he said, I spoke this world into existence with just the spoken word. I don't know if God could heal me. Well, he spoke this whole planet into existence with all the people in. Why can't he speak your healing into existence?
Yes.
And I said, and he said, matter of fact, son, I can speak 15 planets with everybody on it. In other words, 15, exactly what we have here, 15 times over, with just the spoken word. Why I said 15, I never asked. I figured one's enough for me. But what he was saying is we limit the Lord. Mm-hmm. You limit the Lord. And I know I was praying down by Mount Shasta. I was doing ministering there. And I was going through the forest there. The trees are big because of the water from the mountain. They're at least 100, 150 feet tall fir trees. And it's dark because you're under the canopy. And I was interceding with my eyes on the trail. And all of a sudden the Lord said, "Stop!" He said, "I'm bigger than the mountain." I said, "I don't understand what." He said, "Look up." And there was a clearing in the canopy. And I could see the top of Mount Shasta. And here Jesus was. He had his hand on top of the mountain leaning like this. He said, "I'm bigger than the mountain." I said, "How can you, Lord?" He said, "The earth is my footstool." We limit God, don't we? Yeah. He's as big as he wants to be.
That's right. Amen.
Wow. Are you listening?
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
He spoke this earth into existence. He's as big as he wants to be. And he said, "The earth's my footstool." I've never limited him from that day on. He's bigger. And when the Bible says, "Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world," I see the 27,000 foot Jesus. I don't see this little skinny guy hanging on a cross.
Right.
That's not Jesus. Whoever the artist was had limp wrists. That's all I could say. Because Jesus is greater than everything that you could ever face in your life. And I've watched him do it. And that's what we have to see, is greater is he. The greater one is in you. And wherever you walk, the devil knows it. See, I got out of the countries and I hear people, I was in India and I had to pray and fast for 30 days and plead the Lord and put oil on my door things because those demons followed me home. You hear that garbage. I went to India and I said, "Jesus is Lord over India." And I had an 8-foot demon come into my room and he came in to try to intimidate me, and I looked at him and I just burst out laughing. I said, "Is that all you got? Is that it?" I said, "Go in the name of Jesus." And they were amazed. 10 days and not one demon manifestation in my services.
Yeah, glory.
No, the greater one is in you.
Yes.
See, you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Mm-hmm. Are you listening?
Amen.
I've gone into satanic places, and it's funny. You go into them, and there'd be 20 or 30 of them trying to run as fast as they can, and they jam up at the door. It's like a comedy. You're all stuck at the door because it's like a funnel. Because they know the greater one. And this is how we have to walk in our life. You're greater than the demonic powers over this city. The greater one in you is greater than cancer. He's greater than poverty. He could make things. You know, I mean, you could find a coin worth $1 million on the ground. Don't you think back in the pioneer days they buried enough gold and silver in these hills? You know, I mean, you could be sitting there camping, digging a hole to make your contribution, and then boom, there's your million. That's how the Lord can work. See, we forget it. See, I always had that attitude. He's greater, and he's a present help in time of need. Are you listening?
Amen.
See, you've got to get that inside of you. We walk around bringing in the sheep. I'm no sheep. I'm not meat for a wolf. I am the greater one. The wolf, though, they have to run. Are you listening?
Yes.
Yeah, we got to be meek and mild. Yeah, we do. But not to the devil and his bunch.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
The greater one's here. And I want to encourage all of you. And it's, we're going to move quickly. But you have to have the boldness of the Lord. Isn't that good news?
Yes.
You know, I've sat down and I've had senators and congressmen walk up to me. And I don't know. You know, there'd be 100 people there, and they think I'm important because they sense They can sense that boldness and assurance. And I'm just there eating a hamburger, you know. Free hamburger. That's, you know, it's one of these community things. You get that and some potato salad. And I'm just, and all of a sudden, like, what can I do for you? What? But they sense it wherever you go. And that's what we need to be. People need to know you're a Christian. Wherever you walk, people look at you. And as the book of Acts, they said, even though they had untrained speech, they knew they were with Jesus. Mm-hmm. Isn't that good news?
Amen.
And when people know that you're with Jesus, they'll come flocking to know this Jesus.
Amen.
Freely receive, freely give. See, the church world is constipated. You ever see a human when they're constipated? They're mean, aren't they? You're mean, you don't feel good, you're aggravated. Well, the church world is. They freely received all the things of God, nothing comes out. And then when you pray for somebody, or you lead someone to the Lord, it's like, whoa, it's such a relief. It's a five flusher, I call it, but it's such a relief. Because the more you receive of him, the more you give out, and it comes greater and greater.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know people use that for money, but I'm talking about the things of the Spirit. Amen? Freely receive, freely give. See, when you have that attitude, God will just prosper and bless you in everything you do, whether it's physical, mental, financial, whatever, spiritual. The more you receive, the more you give. And the Bible says, take heed what you hear. The same measure you measure out will be measured back to you. Everything's based on that. See, we're taught all we do is receive. But when you become a vessel, and without the Word of God in you, you wouldn't know where you're going. That's why the Bible says, the entrance of your Word is light.
Yes.
But when you do, your life will change completely.
Amen.
The favor of God will be on everything you touch and do. I don't know about you, and I'm not bragging about me, but 99% of the times when I pull into a parking lot, we usually get the best spot. Why? Because I say, thank you, Jesus! I knew you'd do this. I thank him.
Yep.
If I get a bad spot, then there's a reason. And usually you'll end up meeting somebody within 20, 30 feet of your car talking about the Lord. But I thank him in everything I do.
Amen.
And he'll make a way. Mm-hmm. I want to encourage all of you.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like some of you are just doing your time. But when you become a light to this world, all of heaven is right with you.
Yes.
You see, Jesus looks down on this earth. He sees the light. Those people that are worshiping him, when you worship him and praise him, you're like a light.
Mm-hmm.
The light of God comes. The glory is around. And that's where the angels and everyone goes. So you create an atmosphere for Jesus to be.
Yes.
Jesus is not hanging around the bars, regardless of what those people are telling you. Whatever Jesus they're talking about, he doesn't live in a bottle. You hear me? Jesus doesn't live in a syringe. Jesus lives in your heart. Amen?
Amen.
And when you are, that's when the blessings of God will follow your life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you have a long, healthy life. That's where good things are happening. And like attracts like. Always remember that. If you have the love of God in you, you're going to attract the love of God. If you have the things of the world in you, that's what you'll attract. I've never understood this, but somebody that wants dope, they can go to a strange city, and within 10 minutes they have it. A homosexual can go to a strange city, get out of the cab, and have a relationship within 20 minutes. But here us Christians have to hunt for Christians. Why? Because like attracts like. Maybe you're not like. But when you are, the Lord just brings them. I can just tell you, I'll sit in an airplane seat and always somebody. I've had the Joint Chiefs of Staff. My wife and I, we lead to the Lord. We've had all kinds of people. That's the days before the smartphone. Now the God of the smartphone, the one-eyed God, is actually ruling most of your lives because people don't talk to each other. I could sit in an airplane seat, never talk to the person next to me because it's, oh, my dear, oh, my one-eyed God. Oh, but I'm just sharing. I'm just sharing with you. The Lord will bring them. We've had science, you know, transplants people and scientists all come and coach. That's a bigger miracle to get these. And the only reason why they're in coaches because it's a full flight and they're on standby. It's all they can get. But I'm just sharing. This is what God will do with you. If you're lonely, become a light. Isn't that good news? And when you win a soul, all of heaven jumps for joy.
Yes.
And that's when the healing power of God comes in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You need healing. When you're walking in that realm, the power of God is moving. Freely receive, freely give. But when you're praying for people, I always say, if you feel lousy, if you feel sick, you're depressed, go and pray for somebody.
Amen.
I don't care how depressed you are. You're to the point where what's the use of living? Go pray for someone. Because
yes.
The minute you start to pray for them, the power of God is coming through you. You're getting part of it.
Yes.
Are you listening?
Yeah.
I hear people say, I'm not going to go to church today. I don't feel good. No, that's the reason why you should go.
Yes.
Are you listening? Well, I'm too tired. No, that's when you go. Because the freely receive, freely give, when you pray for someone or you're around other Christians, the presence of God is coming through your body, healing and joy and peace and miracles. But see, we listen to our stupid head. That's why the Bible tells you in Romans 8 that the carnal mind is an enemy of God. Your brain is the worst enemy. If you were brain dead, you'd be the most spiritual person on this earth. Because your brain keeps telling you, no, not this, not that. And you ever get around someone that's dying, they're on their deathbed, and they say, I see Jesus, I see the angels. Because their carnal brain is dying. And all of a sudden the veil's taken off and they're seeing. Well, you can take that veil off right now by becoming spiritually minded instead of being carnally minded. Think of the things of God all the time. Even if you're cooking an egg, think, dear God, I thank you. No scientist can make an egg. They make, you know, they're artificial eggs. You know, I have a friend, he's a scientist. He took a thing of margarine, don't ever eat that stuff, put it on his kitchen counter, and 5 years later, it's still sitting there, not one bug will touch it. What's it doing in your body? When I was ministering at a church in Vancouver, Washington, and they rented a health food store, the restaurant, to do their service. They had a McDonald's cheeseburger that was 5 years old, and it was still sitting there. It looked like it just came off the griddle. No bugs, nothing would touch it. But when it's something of God, thank you, Jesus. You get a fresh egg, an apple, anything, and you realize how wonderful he is. Are you listening? When you get into that place to be spiritually minded, that's when prosperity, healing, abundance comes in your life.
Yes, amen.
Are you listening?
Thank you.
So don't go by how you feel. You see, when you come to church, you're part of a living thing. God will use you. There's a timing that everything's going to happen. And the Lord, you know, you hear people say there's going to be a great revival. Can't be a revival if there's nobody to disciple the people. You can't have a baby born and no one feed it. And that's what you're being rooted and grounded right now for when that time comes. Don't just say, I don't feel like it today, or I don't want to do this, nobody cares and all that. Then you're being led by your brain. And who's the ruler of this world? The devil.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get spiritually minded, everything works.
Amen.
Are you listening?
Thank you.
When you help out at the church, when you become part of the church, you, Jesus is the church, and you become a part, and you're there, and then you become spiritually minded to where he can prosper you in everything you do. Isn't that good news?
Thank you, Lord.
See, Jesus said these signs will follow those who believe in Mark 16. It means most people don't believe. I hate to say it, but they don't. Even back in Jesus' day, he says, do you believe that I can do this? Yeah. And the ones that said yes, Lord, were the ones that got healed. The ones that said no, we don't read about. Do you believe that the greater one's in you?
Yes.
Do you believe it?
Amen.
Do you believe that he'll answer your prayers? Well, then you have to fellowship with him. You have to be in a place where there's coming to church. I'm not going to some dead church. I mean, good grief. I went to one wedding, and this preacher went on and on and on and on. Everybody was asleep, even the cameraman. And I woke up, and I'm looking all around, and even the groom was sitting there like this lady. And finally he said, do you take this wife? And I said, yeah, amen. They all woke up. And I thought, dear Lord, man, at least in hell people are screaming and doing something. They're not just sleeping. But what I'm sharing is, be with the move of the Spirit. Because the Bible says God is Spirit. And we worship him in what?
Spirit and truth.
Spirit and truth. He is a Spirit. And we worship in the Spirit. If you're not moving in the Spirit, you're not in his presence. Please, don't let your brain tell you what to do.
Amen.
You know, I've been praying for tens of thousands of hours. I get up at 3 every morning, no matter where I am. And I pray for many hours before every day starts. And I can tell you this, I never woke up one morning that I felt like praying. Never once did I say, yeah, I'm going to pray, oh good. It's like, ugh.
Yep. This is a great truth because
all of hell comes against you.
Yeah.
If I was to wake up and say, I'm going to go and watch a movie. Yeah, I'd be all excited. But because all of hell, and you start off in the flesh, because all of hell's coming against you. And then you end up in the Spirit. It's like going up a staircase. And it's the same thing coming to church. It's the same thing doing the things of God. The devil's not going to want to make you happy to do it.
That's good.
But you just start off. You don't get moved by what you feel. You know there's a reward on the end of it.
Yes, thank you.
Amen?
Amen.
Are you all listening? I'm not giving you a pep talk. I'm just telling you a spiritual law that'll change your life. You don't get moved by what you feel. Because all of hell is standing there. You know what? You wake up, the devil's standing there. And you go, hallelujah! Glory be to God! Hallelujah! And I love you, Jesus. And I can't wait till when I finish that cup of coffee. Oh boy! I'm going to get to pray. And I don't care how I feel.
Yeah.
You listen?
Yes.
It'll change your lives forever.
Thank you, Lord.
See, we're carnally minded. If you read Romans 8, you'll find out. The carnal mind's an enemy of God. That we live by the Spirit, walk by the Spirit, and do the things of the Spirit.
Amen.
Isn't that good news?
Amen.
It's not difficult.
That's right.
And if you don't have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the Bible says, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who what? Ask. And God will never say no. Isn't that good news? So I just want to share with all of you. Jesus has got a plan for your life.
Yes, he does.
There's two plans in the spirit realm. The Lord's prayers and the Lord's plan and the devil's plan.
Yes.
And if you're not led by the Spirit, you're going to go into the devil's plan. Because his plan has got all these little enticements. I'm going to give you a job in a certain area. Yeah, how many times have I seen somebody do that? They move away from a good church, and they end up in some area, and their lives get destroyed. The devil does it all the time. All the time he does it.
Yeah.
I got a new business for you. And all of a sudden, I got all these people who are going to buy from you, and then they go move to this town and they go bankrupt, and they say all these people said they were going to buy. No, the devil said they were going to do it. Yeah. See, you got to be led by fellow believers. It is a unity when you're around other Christians. There's a unity. I've had people call me and say, I feel, Sam, you're going to make a bad decision. Because I could be so consumed on something else, but that's how God works. Iron sharpens iron.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Are you listening? Yes. I hope I can help you. You look at me funny. You never read that scripture, did you, about iron sharpening iron? Somebody show her that scripture later. Iron sharp. She was looking at me like, what is she? Is he talking about a grinding wheel or something? No. But I just want to encourage you. Now I'm going to pray because we only have a few minutes. If you need healing today, by the way, I've been praying for your little girl. She's very intelligent.
She is.
And when she wants to learn things, don't be irritated. She's very curious, but I see the future for her. She's going to be very intelligent. She's going to make you very proud. But she will be a pain in the neck sometimes. But that's okay. Because most kids are either sleeping or watching cartoons. She's wanting... It's good. But I just want to... Anyone... You need healing in your body right now. Do you need healing in your body? I think I met you before, didn't I? You're the guy with the radio station?
That's right.
Right. See? What can Jesus do for you?
I've been praying for this service since I heard you were coming last week.
Okay, well, stand up and we'll pray for you.
I spent all week long talking about you. Yeah. From Monday till Friday, inviting
okay.
people.
But what can he do for... Well, you know, many are called, few are chosen.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people that they're selfish and, you know, they please men and not please God. You know, it takes something... It's like a servant's heart to come to church because you're doing it not for yourself, but you're doing it for everyone around you.
Right.
You see, and people, it's like, what's in it for me? So I don't worry about them because, you know, the Bible says there's sheep and goats, and I can't stand goats. Even in the natural realm, you get around a goat that's in heat, oh my gosh. That's horrible. But what can Jesus do for you?
Well, you know, I've had this nagging spot in between my shoulder blades.
Man. Good.
Just
good.
Go
I'm looking at it in the spirit. Yeah.
And,
okay.
Just keep grinding on.
Okay, I'm going to pray for you. And how's your family life?
Good.
Good. You're being pushed a little bit.
Yeah.
Somebody is pushing you. I could see it in the spirit. But just hold your hands up and say thank you. Well, look, do something that'll create pain.
Do something that'll create pain.
Yeah, something that's uncomfortable. Does that hurt? God, I like that. That's it? Okay, hold your hands up and say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I receive you as my healer.
I receive you as my healer.
You know, did you ever have like an irregular heartbeat or something where you... Your heart pounds sometimes, and or you.
Sometimes.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. The Lord's.
I have apnea when I sleep.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. But your thing is an electrical impulse. It's not a bad valve or anything, but it's like a little electric impulse here, and the Lord's going to heal you. I'm looking right at it, and which is good. You know, it's not plugged arteries. It's not, you know, heart valve. It's just. It's an electrical impulse from nerves, but I'm going to pray right now, and the Lord's going to heal you. And the Lord is saying unto you, you haven't let me down. You hear me? You've been feeling like you let the Lord down. He said, son, you haven't let me down. Your heart's been loyal to me. Your visions and things have not manifested, but they weren't my vision. And it wasn't my dreams. But your heart's loyal to me. You haven't let me down. And I will restore those things that you've cried out for. And they'll be yours in a very short time, says the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for your creative miracle. Thank you, Jesus. By the authority, in the name and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and his living word, I say, body, be made whole, be made well, be healed, be free. Heavenly Father, we release your healing glory and fire into him now and into his family. And everything he does, favor. Jesus, 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 Jesus. There it is. Jesus, Jesus' name. Thank you. You've always wanted to be satisfied. You cry out, and the Lord said you will be satisfied because your heart's loyal. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your miracle, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your healing. Body be healed. I see it, Lord. Infirmity and affliction, go. In the name of Jesus. And Satan, I break your power. That back door, you're trying to hurt the family. You leave his family alone. Heavenly Father, your miracle. Jesus' name. Now swing your arms around. Go ahead, swing it around. Swing it around. Swing both. Get both. Yeah, like this. Pretend you're swimming. There you go. The backstroke. Okay, watch this, Father. Be loosed. Be healed. In Jesus' name. Your heart's healed now. That you won't have that pulsating. Father, thank you, Jesus, for your creative miracle. Thank you. Body, be free. Be healed. Now put your arm back like this. They're like this. Just go like. So you have to move a little bit because it's been so tight. It's going to loosen up. Just do this. Back and then up. There you go, Father. Thank you for your miracle. Jesus' name. Anyone else? Quickly. What can Jesus do for you? Quickly. Because we're going to have communion and I'm going to have to close in a moment.
Yeah. Spine.
Your spine? What's wrong with your spine?
It's degenerating. Degenerative disc disease.
So what's the problem? Where's the pain?
The pain is in the lower back.
Okay, do something that would hurt. I never fake anything. Good! Hold your hands up and say, Lord Jesus, I receive you as my healer.
Lord Jesus, I receive
you as my healer.
You as my healer.
And I thank you in advance.
And I thank you.
And you're telling the Lord I've never done enough and you're feeling condemned. Is what you're telling him right now. The Lord just told me, stop it! I wasted all my time here if you're going to think that way. And even if you did never do anything, the Bible says if you repent, you're forgiven. With sorrow in your heart, of course. But the Lord's going to give you a new beginning. Father, flood her now. There it is. Don't be frightened because there's going to be something moving around in your back right now. And it's about right in this area here, Father. Jesus. 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 Jesus' name by the authority in the name of the blood of Jesus. I say, body, be made whole. Be made well, be healed. Now touch your toes. Quick, 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 quick. You bent your knees. You can't cheat. Come on, get back up. No bending. No bending. Okay, now go touch your toes. Quick, ready? There you go. That's okay. You're doing great. Father, now move around like this. Okay, Father. Did you just pull a muscle?
It's just...
Good! Watch this. Beast! Be free. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Why don't you walk real quick? Get. You've been so tight. There you go. Keep fast, fast. There's a blue light special. Free enchiladas. There you go. Now, move around, quick. Okay. Father, did you sing at one time in your life?
No.
Have you tried to or something? I see something with your voice.
No.
In the spirit. Do you ever felt like you wanted to sing?
No.
What am I seeing with your voice? There's something. Boy, and I thought that was singing. Okay, well then I missed that. Father, that complete miracle now, in Jesus' name. Okay, we have... Okay, all right, that's it? No one else? Okay, we're going to... Everybody in here saved. Is there anyone new here that I haven't seen before? So we're all saved in here. Well, the pastor's going to have... We're going to have communion. And a lot of people think, oh, I'm just going to get a piece of bread or a cracker and drink some juice. Let me share something real quick. Years ago, I was bit by a cat. The cat was playing with me, but I was bit. You know what cat bite fever is? Well, I didn't know it. And a few days later, I had a red streak went all the way up my arm, right underneath my underarm, and my hand was swelled to 3 times its size. And I came to church. See, that's why I got healed. And at church, they were having communion, and this surgical nurse was a friend of mine. She looked at my arm and says, you're going to the hospital right after service. I said, why? She said, that's blood poisoning, and it's already in your lymph glands and everything, and swelled up. And so when they did communion, I took my thing and I said, Jesus, this is your blood that you paid for my healing. There's a lot more to communion than just eating it. And I said, thank you, Jesus. By your blood and your stripes, I'm healed. And I took that little bit of grape juice, and at the end of the service, my arm was completely healed.
Yes.
Completely healed. Totally healed.
Yes.
So there's a lot to communion. So when you do communion, it's not tradition.
That's right.
It's something far greater.
Yes.
It's beyond what you really even know.
Yes.